I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 21st. Well, the forecast does not call for Hurricane Erin to get too close to Massachusetts, but the storm is causing some beaches to close for swimming, as it could create big waves and dangerous rip currents along the coast. Many state beaches are in the high-risk area of the National Weather Service's surf zone forecast. High surf advisories are in effect through Friday and may extend through the weekend. Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency said inexperienced swimmers should avoid the water due to dangerous surf conditions. Double red flags at a beach mean it is closed for swimming. The Cape Cod National Seashore says park staff are monitoring Hurricane Erin and the potential for deadly rip currents. The park is telling beachgoers on its website, do not risk getting swept out to sea. Nantucket is closing all South Shore beaches for swimming. On Martha's Vineyard, South Beach will be closed to swimming. Lifeguards and rangers will not be on the beach for their own safety. On the South Coast, Westport beaches are closed for swimming due to dangerous surf conditions and rip currents. The beaches will be open to walkers. The Horseneck Beach parking lot is closed. Minot Beach, Peggotty Beach, and Scituate were closed due to rough water conditions. The town said the beaches will be monitored on a daily basis to determine if closures are necessary. Oh, another court hearing will be held next month regarding the proposed statues of St. Michael and St. Florian for the new public safety complex in Quincy. A hearing will be held in Norfolk Superior Court on September 19th, where a judge will decide whether to stop the statues from being installed on the building until a lawsuit is resolved. 15 Quincy residents are suing the city, claiming the statues violate the constitutional separation of church and state. The city argues that the statues are long-standing symbols of support for police officers and firefighters and do not interfere with any person's religion. Unions representing the police officers and firefighters also want to join in the lawsuit to defend the city. The city is asking a judge to dismiss the case, citing several examples of similar statues on other public buildings around the country. The building is slated for completion in October. Stop & Shop says lower prices are coming to its 88 stores in eastern Massachusetts. Starting Friday, the Quincy-based supermarket chain said lower grocery prices will be implemented on thousands of items. Yellow tags in stores will identify the new prices. Among the reductions, a loaf of Italian bread will drop from $2.49 to $1.79. Rotisserie chicken prices will decrease from $7.99 to $6.49. And a 16-ounce box of Stop & Shop brand pasta will go from $1.29 to 99 cents. Prices may vary based on store location. The price cuts come amid uncertainty at rival grocery store chain Market Basket, where family members are publicly feuding over control of the company. Stop & Shop said the price-lowering initiative is part of a multi-year transformation announced last year when the company said it would be closing a handful of stores, remodeling others, and working to create a better shopping experience. Last fall, Stop & Shop ended its 10-cent bag fee, except in cities and towns that require one. Stop & Shop prices have been scrutinized by lawmakers in Congress recently. In 2023, high school students with the Hyde Square Task Force reported that prices were higher at Stop & Shop stores in low-income neighborhoods compared to suburban stores. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, along with Congressman Jim McGovern and Ayanna Pressley, sent Stop & Shop a letter in May of this year, writing that the chain is still not providing fair and low prices in all communities in the Commonwealth. Stop & Shop says that by the end of the month, the prices will have been lowered at all 116 store locations. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 16 points. The NASDAQ fell 142. The S&P dropped 15. Asian stocks mostly higher after a mixed finish on Wall Street. The dollar rose, the euro is down, and oil at $63 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox are in New York for a series with the Yankees. beginning at 7:15 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today, clouds and maybe a few sunny breaks, a high of 72. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny at a high of 81. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 85. And partly sunny, high 84 on Sunday. For the boater, a small craft advisory goes into effect at 2 o'clock this afternoon, runs through Friday evening. It may increase to a gale warning. The waves 2 to 3 feet right now. Winds northeast, 10 to 15, increasing 15 to 20 with gusts to 25 knots. High tide 10:40 this morning. Sunrise 5:57, sets at 7:35. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 21st.